Welcome back to another episode of Studio Flow. We listen to everything so you don't have to. I'm one of your hosts, John Robinson, joined by the... I was going to call you lovely and talented.
Oh my gosh, man.
Manny Fontaine.
Man, you just have that crack. What's groovy?
I did say Studio Flow, right? We were listening.
All think so. It doesn't matter. They'll figure it out when it says Studio Flow.
If I messed up, I'll just grab an intro from another one.
There we go.
Today we talking Memories Don't Die by Tory Lanez, released March 2nd, 2018. The second studio album from the Canadian rapper / singer. Who did the production
stop
on it? Nah, man. Get it. Happy Perez, OG Parker, Tory Lanez, A-Rab Music, Benny Blanco, Sick, Cashmere Cat, just to name a few. The singles, Shooters, Skirt Skirt, and Real Thing. Shooters, man. We were supposed to have Nicki Minaj on there.
Shooters were dope. That was a dope song.
Were you upset that we didn't get Nicki?
I mean, I really don't care about Nicki. Nicki, why didn't she do the song? What was the point?
He said he had made a comment on her verse. And he said he texted her about it, and he stated that, yo, I loved the verse. It was just something I felt like it didn't hit the hook right, blah blah. And she was like, well, if you're that way, then take it off. And he's like, I took it off. I didn't want, you know, any static, any problems about it. But I'm like, Nicki, you can't be that sensitive. Like, you, and this is what he said. He's like, I understand because she's so big. And I think Charlamagne was like, no, you shouldn't be that big. You don't want to hear criticism from anybody. You know, you're just doing whatever you want to do. So that's why we didn't get her on Shooters. But I think Shooters would have been a great look.
That was stupid for
a
her.
A great look for her.
That's the best song on the, I don't know what's called, album to me.
The best song on the album. All right, Manny Fontaine. I teased something about a week or so ago when we talked about this. Man, I was listening. The features are Future, Mansa, Nav, 50 Cent, Fabulous, Davo, Palomar Ford, Wiz Khalifa, Monta. Oh, Monta, good. All right, so the song Connection, right? I'm going to play a little of this. So, let me skip ahead. So, I'm hearing this Connection track, right?
Okay.
And I'm at the gym. I think this is the first time I'm listening to this, to the album. Golly. Yo, is this it? It shouldn't take this long to get to the hook. I mean, to the verse. Wow. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Please go somewhere else. I think it's her. Okay. So I'm not paying attention. I'm listening to this verse and I said, Tory is snapping. Yo, I said, Tory is killing this. The bad boy references and everything. And I looked at my phone and said, Fab. I said, okay, all right. Shit starting to make sense again.
Tory did sound like Lil Wayne on one song.
Yeah, when I was like.
It was that BID? No, that BBW one, that BBWW.
Man, that BBWW. Mic, I was about to say, get that mic. BB, yeah. Let me see.
I was looking at the screen with you.
Oh,
like, I was like, what the hell are you doing?
Oh, BBWW.
Yeah, like, wait. Stay right there.
All right. So while he's talking about this, why is it hard to find a balance with
Tory Lanez?
Not Tory Lanez in general, but Tory Lanez is part of this. When you want to be a rapper / singer, I don't think you could. I think you have to, if you're trying to get that album to be that album for you, you got to pick a lane.
Yeah, true.
Just, to me, you got to pick a lane.
I thought he hit that in this one.
No, see, the only reason I think he got this album, I enjoyed this album more than the last.
He sound like Lil Wayne right there, but he said still looking like Wayne, though.
All right, so the reason I think he hit it better because it was 90% singing, 10% rapping. Right. And I understand that Tory says, don't put me in a box. I don't want to be put in a box. But we can all agree Tory Lanez is not Michael Jordan. Right. Mm-hmm. Of hip hop, of R&B, whatever. And Michael Jordan, arguably the greatest basketball player of all time, said, I'm going to do baseball. And this basically what Tory says, I'm a rap. And he realized he was all right. And I'm being nice saying he was all right at baseball. He wasn't good. He wasn't great or whatever. So he said, I'm a way better basketball player than I am a baseball player. Let me go back to basketball. Why doesn't Tory say, I'm a way better singer than I am a rapper?
I don't really like him in singing, truthfully. Like, I'm not, he's not like, he's a great songwriter, maybe. How about that? But like, I'm not like, yo, if Tory Lanez is on this shit. That's how I view singers, though. I view singers as in, If I want to hear you sing something,
you don't want, if you can't sing the national anthem,
I don't
want
to hear you.
So here's a litmus test. The For Me, which I think this is okay, so right.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think, is this the other part? Yeah, the second part of this is better. When he does this part, I thought this was way better. I was like, this shit is another song that has another second part that is better than the first part. And he gets away with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not, like, you're right, he can't sing.
Yeah, like, it's not, I mean, I'm not saying, like, I think he did way better with this one. This is the album, right? Or is this?
Yeah, this is an album. The second studio album.
I felt this album way better than I liked the first one.
Yeah, I was nervous when it started because it was a skit, and I said, "Oh,
and I didn't want that many skits."
Tori is the type of person who says, "I'm gonna do whatever I want. Fuck you," and you're just like, "Come on, dude, come on."
Sometimes I don't like his interviews though. Let's talk about that real quick.
He has a chip on his shoulder.
But I don't like it just because he talks about like he was a gangster, like I've made it out the mud, and I'm just like, that's not necessary all the time, you know, like you don't have to do that. You're blessed, like I'm blessed, I'm highly favored, you know. You know, like he try to act like he get all the hoes, and I'm like, but what are the women for after you for, really? They're after you because you have money, you have fame. It's,
yeah.
You know, he's not like the suavest motherfucker out there. Like, he ain't never said nothing suave. Like, he was just like, oh, this motherfucker.
We don't have the time to go into the male ego because we're smart enough to say, oh, at one point in your life, depending on who you are, because some of us look good, some of us don't, whatever. If you don't look good, you're one of those guys that say, oh, okay, I'm not the type of guy women find physically attractive. But that same man get a bunch of money, he forgets all that.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly what it is.
And
maybe
on a revenge fuck or whatever, but it's still strange.
But some people aren't physically attractive, but women get attracted to them because of their spirit and their minds and their.
You only think Tory's spirit can bring the woman in? You say
like he talks
crazy.
I can't even make it through his interviews.
And Tory's your friend. You like, man, you are wild. He like, man, that bitch ain't want to fuck the other bitch. She gotta go.
He seems so fabricated, and I'll just be like. Who really going for this? But I mean, I guess he's going for a different demographic.
Let's talk
he
about
going for younger girls and stuff like 20.
Hate to say, he addresses a lot of things. The Travis Scott incident, which that video was just wild. The sending shots at Drake, even though they made up. He sees why he was doing it. He even called out Eric Billinger. Because if y'all didn't know who the blonde hair singer was, that was Eric Billinger. Eric Billinger had beef with Tory Lanez because Tory Lanez said this my favorite song, and Eric Billinger said that's my drop. I say that all the time, and he was like, I'm still gonna keep saying it. Fuck you. Who else he mentioned? Wasn't The Weeknd?
Eric Billinger is dope too.
He's an amazing singer songwriter.
Yeah.
In the Hate to Say, it sounded like I think it uses the same sample as Pound Cake. Which is
sometimes he sounds like Drake when he raps to me.
Maybe I feel like a Canadian thing,
maybe it is, and I'm just like. Oh, that sucks. Look, yeah. He sound like Drake right there.
Where's the one song with the no, the song Cry.
Shit. I don't know if you're going to be able to find it.
It shouldn't be that hard to find the song Cry sample. Maybe it's Old Friends, New Foes. Nope. That makes me mad. I should have wrote that one down. But it was the one where he talked about what's he talked about? Because we're going to talk about Pieces too, because that's the only. Is this Skirt Skirt? Man, watch this on the Song Cry beat. No, the Song Cry is at the end of a song. My bad. Because I don't even know where it's at. Because that's the one where he talked about the incident at the luxury store. And Charlamagne gave me Donkey of the Day, and I went back. That story didn't make sense that he even said it still. Because the whole thing, if you guys are familiar.
I think he brought up Charlamagne twice, didn't he?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know why they do that, but okay. He goes to the store. He says one of the salesperson gave them a look, and he didn't like the vibe, but he still ended up spending $35,000 at that store.
That was stupid, though.
And then he went back and did another day. And you just... that story. He just didn't understand why you should never give anybody that money. And he's like, that's the only luxury store. We was in Montreal. And yeah. I had to get my clothes, my nigga. You don't understand. Like, I had my advance. I was going to get spent anyway.
That's the death of hip hop sometimes. That's what kills hip hop sometimes. From being extremely lucrative like it can be, you know? Like, we just make other people so much more richer. Like, that's like talking about tops off the Maybach. Shoot, Maybach can make a car right now with the top off and actually make so much money, you know? And it's crazy because
it's weird because rappers have no problem doing free advertising. But if I told Tory Lanez, shout out my podcast, he'd be like, no, fuck you. I was like,
yep, he said, I'm a brand. I gotta watch out
for. I said, but you shout out all these name brands.
They don't do shit for you. They don't give you nothing for free.
Yeah, or they might just give you clothes for free, but that's not as big as that if you did a check for them, if they cut a check for you. Who cares?
Listen, man, nobody care about them clothes. Like, I mean, I know the younger influences, but I'm like, I just think that's ridiculous that he tells that story with pride. Like, he was like, no, I came in there, I spent it again. It wasn't the store. It was the guy who thought I didn't have it, but he worked for the store, you know, like.
Yeah, he represents that store.
So, like, I just thought it was stupid. He said, well, I had to spend the money anyway because it was part of the budget. I was like, you know, like, I was just like, I was listening to that story and I was just like, this is the dumbest shit.
Oh, so it's on Hate to Say and it's on Benevolent. That's why I thought. I was like, it's on the second right here. I knew it. First of all, Tori, I like you, but don't jump on this Jay-Z song cry instrumental. Like, and he talked it up like he discovered it. He's like, yeah, this is the type of shit that make you. I said, we know this song, bro. We know this song already. Oh, man. I knew it. So another dope song to me was Pieces featuring 50 Cent. Tory can tell a story. I mean, yeah. He told a bunch of stories on that one with the skits. The skits just ruined that song. But this one was interesting. I think the woman gets raped by an uncle, and she ends up killing that dude. And then, but not before the guy can have a child, and that's the kid who's looking for revenge. But when he comes across his mom, who's now a crackhead, she tells him what happened. Not only does he kill her, he kills himself. I thought that was well done. I enjoyed 50 Cent on the track. I thought that was a hard track. I feel like if this was like mid 90s, it might be too long. I was gonna say this would be on the radio, but I was long. Like, and, yeah, 6 minutes. They're not gonna put this on the radio. But he did a good job with it.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought it was like well played. The Wiz Khalifa track Hillside is good. Is it Happiness? Yeah. That story, man. I don't know where you putting that at in the album, but the story where he has to talk about the day his mom died, that's a tough story.
Yeah, yeah. He's great at songwriting. Like, I just feel like, yeah, yeah. All his, like, his this album was way better than the first one, yeah, to me.
Here's the dilemma. We don't like to compare artists to other artists, right? I like to compare artists to their own work. But good or bad, he's compared to Bryson Tiller. So I'm gonna say like this. I think Tory Lanez's second album is better than his first album, but I don't think it's better than Bryson's second album, which I believe is worse than Bryson's first album.
Oh my God, y'all that was too much. All right, listen,
You do what you will with that. I'm bringing up, hey, whatever. Whoever got that was like, I feel him. I feel him on that.
I'm not even gonna dignify that with an answer, man. Let's get to the
I'm
numbers.
A three out of five.
Yeah, I'm giving it a three as well too.
Right.
It's worth listening
solid
to.
Solid album. I want to see him going to. I might check catch Tory when he going on tour this year. Just to watch.
There's gonna be a lot of young people. Nah, I mean, you just. I'm
who's
just,
the youngest artist I've seen so far?
I hate to act like we're too old to go to Tory Lanez, but you're gonna be too old to go to Tory Lanez.
No, I've seen Cole before he turned 30. Didn't I? Yeah, I was seeing Cole before he turned 30. There's a y'all young people there. Absolutely. There's a lot of young people at Trap Karaoke. When I went to Trap Karaoke.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
All right, at one and only Manny Fontaine, where can they find you?
At Manny Fontaine on Twitter and Instagram.
Like, yo.
Listen, he's too cool now.
Yeah, I want to do it. All right, at Studio Flow Pod, y'all let us know what you think of Tory Lanez. Memories don't die. Until next time, peace.
All I want to do is go out trapping with the shoes.
Race game froze, you should see the way we do. Sexy little bitch, you throwing titties at the window. You from out of town, but you know what we get into. All I wanna do is go out trapping with shooters. Wrist so froze, you should see how I maneuver. Shorty says you down and up and flex with all the shooters. Shorty, are you down to get ahead of all my shooters? I came in, I just pulled it off the lot. Sailing like a pirate, I came in with a yacht. I came up, I've been dropping out the spot. Tell me if you fuck it, cause it's backups if you're not. I'm just flexing, too hard. Threesome, session, two bros. Every time I step out, she lit. I just bought in Heisman, you bitch. Boy, I'm trying to catch me with the shooters. Snow, I'm down to catch one if you shoot us. And no more putting shooters in the Uber. They can't have back in it when they. All I wanna do is go out trapping with the shooters. This game froze, you should.